Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Tell you who's back. We're back.
Who's back?
We're back.
Us?
You.
Woo-hoo!
Me. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. It's been way too long.
I don't know what day or month or
year. Holy cow. How you doing, Amber?
I'm okay. I'm alive.
Yes, you are.
I'm alive. I'm here.
I love it. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. It's good to see you.
Thank you. You too.
Excuse me.
Oh, boy.
I say, sorry about that. And as I choke, I say, good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday to everyone. Come on in and welcome. We've got a seat for you in the room today because we've got a whole lot of surprises. I am Sean Roberts. That is Amber Ash McCary.
Yay!
And this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
Hi. Thank you guys for joining us today. And of course, we are always streaming live from good old Orange County. Yes. And if you're new to Your Weekly Dose, our podcast is about having fun as we recap our past week and enlightening your day through laughter.
Damn right we do, because we love to make you laugh and talk about the silly things, the awkward things, the embarrassing things, the things that we've done recently too. You know, all the things that connect us all and the things that make us all human. After all, laughter is the best medicine.
It is. And to all our listeners, old and new, we love it when you are a part of the show.
Of the show?
So join the conversation with us by commenting on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com, and you can send us a message via X. It's so weird saying that.
I know, it is.
X. I just think we're just going to X out X, and we're just going to go straight to Threads.
Formerly Twitter?
Yeah, we're going to go, no, Threads.
Oh, Threads.
Instagram.
Oh, I like
yes,
it.
We're going to go Threads. Threads and Instagram, that's about it, and Your Weekly Dose 1 is our handle on Instagram.
That's right. And you know what? We got a very fun show for you guys today. We've got some new family members. Things are going to be a lot different.
Oh, boy.
Things are going to be a lot funnier, but we're going to hold a couple of the traditional things that we do. Like, we got horoscopes today. We're talking about the most popular costumes in 2023. Our favorite Halloweens, because we just had Halloween. We've got our first pocket-sized cinema. We got what's news. And then, of course, we got the game Quiz Me, Quiz You at the end of it all.
Woo! So where are we at here? So, that's the whole theme, the rundown of the show. If you'd like to join the conversation or play the games and possibly win $100, maybe. We're going to do that soon.
Yes, we are.
Got to get our listenership up a little bit. Got to have some, like, people in the pool to give that money away to. We're going to have an Amazon hotline open. And not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, you guys, tell the world what you think of us.
Absolutely.
Rate,
please do.
Review. Even if you hate us, tell us you hate us.
Yeah, it's so important.
I love it.
It is so important to do that.
I love some haters.
She does.
I love some haters. I love it.
She really does.
It Yeah, it's tasty. Your hate's tasty.
And of course, guys, today's theme song is Guess Who's Back by Eminem. M&M's. I like the peanut M&M's, though. great song, because we are back on the air, finally, after a long hiatus. It is so nice to be back on the air. So much fun. And we're going to be introducing a couple of guys to you soon here. Also,
yay!
Because they're part of our new family members, and they're going to help carry this show and take it to where we want to go and have even more fun than you've ever thought before.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to do that.
And
so.
What a journey to find them.
Oh, absolutely.
What a journey.
Absolutely. So, right. And that theme ends. I love it. I love it. So, you know what? I'm going to, let's go ahead and actually catch up real quick with each other and do that. I know your favorite, isn't it? All right, so you know that voice right there. That is Amber.
It's like 70s theme show music.
That's Amber Ash McCary. So, real quick, let's catch up with each other. Amber, what have you been up to, sweetheart?
Work, work, work. Work being sick, work being sick. It's like both. It's like one or the other.
And you're here. I love it.
I'm here.
I love it.
I'm sick, but I'm here.
You're always sick, though.
I know. I'm sickly.
But
I should just be in a glass bubble, just like like a little bubble, and but then I drink, and I go out of my bubble, and I get crazy.
Then
I get back in my bubble, and I convalesce.
You come out of your bubble, start a whole bunch of stuff, and then go right back in.
Yes, yeah. So I'm a hermit crab.
Version of
I'm like a
girl.
Indeed.
I'm like a bad hermit crab. I'm like, you know.
I love it.
So that's it. Just life.
Well, you know what? Same thing with me. I went out Thursday with some friends of mine, went karaoke, went a little bit of drinking last night, went to go see a new friend of mine, actually play with another band. He's going to be working in a band I'm starting to work with right now, a new band, which is good. So we went out, party a little bit last night, and it was really, really cool. So... So I've been doing a little bit of that. And then I got a little something from eBay that I saw. I could not resist. So this is actually an authentic Monkees book on all their songs.
Wow.
So not all their songs, but the majority of them, whatever. So, which is kind of cool because I go, cool, now I get to know how to play these songs I've always
wanted
to play.
That's good. It's hard to find sometimes the...
So, but eBay, $10.
Nice.
So I'm pretty happy about that.
If you see any Oingo Boingo on there, let me know.
I need to look through my collection and see if I got Monkees originals.
On the Cold Gems label?
If I got a Monkees original.
I've got three hanging.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've got the first three on Cold Gems hanging on my wall right now.
That's dope. That's dope.
So if you guys are, everybody knows who Amber is.
Who's that bassy deep voice?
But everybody knows who the heck I am because I've been doing this for so long.
It's Luther Vandross.
But you're hearing two other voices. We got a deep voice.
Or is it?
We got a deep voice. Say hi.
What's going on?
See?
And then we got the high pitched girly voice.
Hello there, everybody.
So there you go.
Don't make him do that. Please don't make him.
And these guys I got to meet through our producer, Casey Summers. And they were on our show a while back. If you guys remember, they were running a comedy troupe, basically, is what they were doing. We were helping promote that. And so. When everybody decided to leave the show and everything, I had to start all over from scratch. Thank God Amber came to my rescue to help me out and say, I miss the show. I want to do it again.
I just had to go through some things. There's a lot going on. And, you know,
yeah, it was.
Sometimes
it was.
You have to do that in life.
Life happens.
And life happens. And so Amber's back, which is
I'm
wonderful.
Here.
I love it.
Good to see you, Amber.
But these two gentlemen,
welcome back.
One of them who always turns me on
welcome
with his deep voice.
Back. Welcome back, T. There you go.
And yeah. And so these guys, Brown Waters and Lyric, these two gentlemen are comedic geniuses. They're also working on a pilot right now that they're trying to sell, and they're doing very, very well with that. And these two gentlemen are now part of your Weekly Dose family.
Yay!
They are here to catapult us. Uh-huh. To the stardom we deserve.
Oh, boy. Well, okay. Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me introduce Brown Waters first.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien, ¿y tú? Sí, sí, sí puede. Gracias a Dios.
Oh, boy.
Ime on day, ikispe at day. That's pig Latin. That's all I got, baby. That's all I got.
What's going on? How you doing? How you doing?
Doing good, brother. How are you?
I'm alive, man, like Amber said. You know, that's the first step. Once you be alive, then you can start living.
You have to get in the shower, and you're like, all right, I can do this day.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah, I can do it.
Let's do it. Yeah. Water does feel good.
See, I love the fact that you got a nickname.
Yeah,
you know, but the thing I'm going, brown water.
Hey, hey,
brown, that's brown. Why he's that. The reason you're brown. Doing that right there. That's brown. Why he chose the name.
Yeah. Huh. It's not okay. as complicated as you think, but
nah.
No.
But it's very memorable, right?
Like,
it is a little bit memorable.
It.
And it's almost kind of like
smell you know, much better and than what I expected.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's actually a bit in the stand up. Yeah. You say something in the stand up along the same lines. Like yeah.
You know, but to me, it's almost kind of like an, you know, an Asian guy going yellow waters.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, it ain't already.
Yeah, that'd be
you know,
racist. That'd
he had red lighters. Tan.
Tan water.
Beige.
You know.
But
I love it, though. And you're right. It makes you think.
Yeah, it makes you think. You don't forget it.
I've drank enough to have some brown water nights. Hey, or days.
We drank from the water hole, so it was a lot of, well, it was
a whole lot of
brown
water.
It was grayish and brown.
Yeah, depending on the sunshine and the time of day is on top. Yeah.
Who drank it first? That's
Let him drink it first because it's warm at first. Get all that out of there and I get it after him.
You gotta let the hose drain first. Get it like a little out.
Yeah. Hey, 10 seconds, man.
Have you ever gotten so drunk the next day you just shit yourself all day? That was, I was thinking of diarrhea.
I've never
literally
shit myself all day.
Send your cards and letters to your weekly dose one@gmail.com. Send those letters to them. All right. Now, the deep voice that you're hearing there,
hello.
Wonderful, sexy voice there. That is Lyric. And Lyric is just one of the coolest dudes I've ever met. Mm. He's smooth.
What was that about, bro? Really? I get one compliment. I let you get your compliment. I didn't interrupt you. Continue,
my bad,
sir.
My bad. I'll be good.
You done?
Yeah.
You sure?
Nah.
Anyway.
It's coming.
These guys are partners, and they know how to work off each other also. And
it's like breathing, man.
It is. It is for
really
you guys.
No effort. It literally, the first play we did at school, I remember we was in the same school, and the very first play we did was called The Shape of Things. And I was basically he was the lead, and I was his best friend in the play. Mm-hmm. And the shit talking started then, and it just continued since then. And it's been like 4 or 5 years since we met each other.
And I was going to say, how long has it been total that you guys have known each other?
About 5 years.
About 5 years?
Yeah, about 5 years.
And I could tell that there is that brotherhood between the two of you.
Almost
you know,
there.
You got each other's back no matter what.
Yeah, he's my boy.
You know, and that's great. And so, and I knew when Casey brought you guys in that I could see that camaraderie there between the two of you. And you guys also fit in this realm so well.
Well, it's hard to, especially when you're out here, you already know, it's hard to find people who on your same page and y'all just vibe like that. You know what I'm saying? It's really hard to find people in LA who are on your level. And we got something good.
He's my The Rock. I'm the Kevin Hart.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we're with that. I'm with that. I'm with that. Absolutely. I'm with that. Absolutely.
And the size is about the same.
Yeah. I love that.
That was a good one. That was a real good one. That was a real good one.
Yeah, and you know, and that's just it. Like I said, I love the fact that you guys have that camaraderie. You guys gel so quickly.
I'm hearing well camaraderie. Right now. Is that what I'm hearing? Camaraderie.
Camaraderie. Yeah.
That is a nice big word.
Yeah.
It's
got a lot of syllables, a lot of letters.
Four syllables, y'all. Four syllables.
So I want to try and do something here real quick and see.
I'm having an issue here.
Random phone call.
Okay. Yeah. I want to try and do this real quick. Let's see if she answers. She's in Cabo right now.
This is Morgan Freeman. How are you today?
Yeah.
Is that Compton?
Yeah.
She's in Compton right now.
Let's see.
Huh? Vacationing in Compton. Yeah, I vacation in Compton in the summertime and Watts in the spring.
I'm nothing.
Hey, guys, it's Casey. I can't answer the phone right now, so just leave a message and I'll call you back.
Okay, leave our message, guys.
Hello.
Tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
There you go. Go ahead.
Hello, Casey. This is Morgan Freeman. Just wanted to call and check in on you and see if you were going to be by on the set today. Give me a call back.
Hold up. Let me get in here and say something. Cat Williams in the building. I just wanted to say, Casey, we're here replacing you for your show. I wanted to say, they was talking about you, and I just wanted to big you up for being here. well, is pimping.
Pimping since been pimping. Since been pimping. That will do it today. This was Morgan Freeman. That was Cat Williams. Konnichiwa.
Oh my gosh.
No, you should end it. That's it. That's it.
Now I'm going to see if she calls back.
Wow. She's going to be like, who yeah. the hell was Morgan Freeman called me, guys?
That's too much. That's a good
Morgan
Freeman. That's a good Cat Williams.
That was actually really good Morgan Freeman, man. That was really cool. We got to do some bits on that now.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan Freeman
We actually opened up the pilot. With the pilot we did, we actually, like, you guys will see it.
It's out. It's out, by the way.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Ooh,
we just launched it yesterday, so the pilot intro is there, so you can get a preview of the show. You know, okay. while we're
promoting. Send us the link so that way we can post it on our Facebook page.
Yes.
So that way everybody can see it and check it out and so forth. And
then
we'll also put it on the website too. So
it'll
be really good. So anyway, so that is what's new with all of us guys and catching up. This is our new family members and everything, and they're going to be with us as long as they want to be with us. Basically, you know, the whole. Hold 9 yards, and we're kind of looking forward to taking it all the way as much as
if
we
you
can.
Leave, you die.
Hey, she'll do it. I won't, you know, because I love you guys. So, you know, that's just how it is.
No, she's serious. No, she's serious. No, yeah.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
But
seriously, I will hunt you down.
Exactly. All right. Well, we're going to move over to what's trending with Amber.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a couple of things there for us, so let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get the theme.
Oh, yes.
I got to get the theme, girl.
What's trending? Where is
yeah,
it? Where is
that's going to be this one at? Here. Here we go.
I do love this music.
This needs to be sampled.
All right. Are we ready?
Uh-huh.
Yes, we are.
Friends, this is really upbeat music for this, but Friends star Matthew Perry died week ago today at age 54.
I still can't believe it, man.
In his hot tub, an official cause of death remains under investigation. I think that we usually know how that goes. Somebody dies in their hot tub or their bathtub.
Well, they said he didn't drown because no water was found in the lungs. So
he didn't drown, and
He didn't drown.
Yeah, by the time they found him, he was
already
gone. Night,
have a heart attack, maybe.
Possibly,
know.
That's I think that's
well, he probably had the heart attack when he sat in, before he became submerged, he was sadly already gone.
Yeah, I think so.
They said no drugs, no overdose, nothing but prescription drugs. But hey, man, sometimes life catch up with you.
Toxicology reports are pending. He had a tough time with drugs and alcohol and a lot of things. You know, he had a rough go of it. So his former co-stars and lifelong friends have provided a statement to People magazine regarding the loss of Perry. We are all so utterly devastated by the loss of Matthew Perry and this theme song music. We were more than just castmates. That was a dig at you, by the way. We are family. There is so much to say, but right now we're going to take a moment to grieve and process this unfathomable loss.
Dang, that is messed up.
R.I.P.
Very sad.
20-year reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it last year. Yeah. So, and I didn't watch it, but now I want to go back and watch it, you know. But I mean, I've been a fan of the show for years.
Yeah, I used to have a box set when I was military, man.
Did you really?
Like, I had the whole 10-year box set. I was a big, it was Chandler and Joey, man. Like, it was both of them cats. And yeah, it's kind of sad because he's young. Like, 54 is young.
Yeah.
He's only a year older
like,
than I am.
My older brother's 53. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, this dude is like, yeah, like, he, like, yeah. It's sad.
Yeah, because you and I like are, that, what, young. 10 years apart, right?
Yeah.
So.
He lived hard and fast. All right. So, next thing, we're going to not cry right now. Love to Matthew Perry's family.
Absolutely.
Actor Daniel Radcliffe will soon release a documentary, this is pretty fun, about his longtime stunt double throughout the Harry Potter franchise, the film entitled David Holmes, The Boy Who Lived. I don't know why you're laughing. Like, I gotta hear
we'll tell you later.
All right. Follows Holmes' life throughout the filming.
Y'all can't even let her get through.
I know.
Continue, please.
Because now I'm like, I gotta know. I'm having FOMO. Throughout the filming of the fantasy franchise and subsequent on-set accident that... Are you going to whisper it in my ear, Sean?
No.
It left him. Sean got up, and he circled around me, so I'm like, what's happening?
He didn't do it creepy, too.
Paralyzed. He's going to like do it real slow, like, so. Here's the inside joke. Radcliffe's iconic character from Harry Potter, often dubbed the boy who lived throughout the series, the film produced through HBO and Sky in the UK will also explore Radcliffe and Holmes' decades-long friendship. Were they gay? What's going on here?
There's gotta be something funny. Stuntman who got injured
during the Deathly Hallows. He was practicing a stunt, got paralyzed.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, he's kind of jacked.
Know this guy?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because I made fun of that earlier, and then
If you read the rest
Holmes
of it, I'll tell you.
A gymnast. I know, but you're messing with me though. The laughing.
The laughing was because we
Holmes was paralyzed while rehearsing. I've got to start reading these before you give them.
Yeah. See, exactly. See, that's why I fell victim to, because I started making fun. Like, who the hell cares about the stuntman? And then he said he was paralyzed.
No,
and,
oh, shit.
Man. We use this as a mock.
What a dick.
Holmes is trained gymnast. Oh, did you? Okay. And worked in stunts since he was 14 years old. Following the 2009 accident, Radcliffe hosted a fundraiser for Holmes' hefty medical bills. That's good.
Yeah.
Jim Radcliffe is
did he need
sweet.
A fundraiser?
Could have just paid him.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a gala. Does he host a gala? Fundraiser.
We need extra funds.
When we do it, that's what we should say next time. Instead of, we should say we're doing a gala, because that's the fancy word for saying get together, right?
It is.
It's the
gala.
Same word.
Is it gala or gala?
It's gala. You're not supposed to say gala anywhere around.
Oh, no. Okay, you guys put like a pronoun before?
I think that it's potato, potato.
Yeah,
okay.
I honestly do.
Who says
but I have
potato?
Never heard pronounced gala, though.
Gala, gala. Like, I work in that.
I know, that
they
industry.
They say both.
Yeah.
People say both. Oh, they do. I'm always like, okay, whatever, y'all.
All right.
The more you know.
Whatever you want to do to get some money, whatever
it's
you want to say.
Whoever your first grade teacher was, that's all.
So one more. We'll just, right? Was that your first grade teacher? Miss Gala?
Miss Gala.
Miss Gala.
Miss Gala. No, it's Miss Gala.
Miss Gayfield.
Was it? No, I had a friend named Gala. I had a friend named Gala. She wasn't even gay. She was real straight. All right, one more and we're done.
What did I tell you guys, huh? What did I tell you?
One
like
more
this.
And we're done.
She said it so innocent, too. If y'all would have saw her, she wasn't even joking. No, she wasn't even gay. Like, no. I was disappointed.
I know.
She probably was.
She was pretty. She was pretty. Legendary rock band Les Beatles have released their final song as band made with... as a band made... A band... Sorry, it's the way that comes off on here. Made with a little help from the AI friends. They're AI friends. New software developed by Peter Jackson allowed for producer Giles or Giles Martin?
Giles.
It's Giles, okay. He's English. It's Giles, not Giles. Son of the Beatles producer George Martin.
It's Guyless.
To mine Lemon's lyrics. Lemon. I said Lemon. I'm just done with this. The Beatles song's coming out. There we go. I'm done with this.
Want me to read it?
Yeah, do it.
They made a new Beatles song to release.
Yeah,
it.
All right,
so here we go.
Yeah.
The legendary rock band The Beatles have released their final song with a band made with a little help from their AI friends. The new software developed by Peter Jackson allowed for producer Giles Martin, son of Beatles producer George Martin, to mine Lennon's lyrics from the grainy 1970s recording and seamlessly blend them with a soulful yet contemporary production.
Woo!
Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, of course, are the last two surviving members of the four-piece band. George Harrison passed away in 2001. Of course, John Lennon was tragically assassinated in 1980. That was the year you were born, huh?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, shared with McCartney and the late Harrison that she had discovered old cassette tapes of partially finished music from Lennon in their home. The new track, Now and Then, utilizes contemporary technology to piece together the responsible recordings of the two late band members with the current work of McCartney and Starr, formerly discussed making the track with the BBC. Now, critics are referring to it widely as the group's final masterpiece. Now and Then, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Now and Then was also part when, back in 1995, when they were doing the anthology thing, and then they released Free as a Bird and was it Something Love or whatever? It was like the two songs where they were able to have all four of them on it again.
Mm-hmm.
This was a third song, and they couldn't finish it because the piano track and the vocal track of John was on the same track.
Yeah, you couldn't separate it back.
And every time they wanted to raise John's voice, they also raised the piano.
Yep.
So finally, with the AI stuff that Peter Jackson did when he did the movie Get Back, was able to separate the two.
Oh, wow.
And so now John has his own track, and they could do what they wanted to do. And then so Paul goes, I can do the bass better. sent it off the track to Ringo. Ringo did it. Had George's rhythm parts on it too and everything. And then there was some stuff from 95 that George did. And then Paul recreated some of that a little bit in honor of George too. So, but all four of them are actually on that, so which is really, really cool.
It is pretty cool, but you know what? AI, in the next 10 years, they're going to release a new full-length album.
You think so?
It'll be a new Beatles album. AI, man, this AI
it's
thing.
Not. You know what?
I don't know. I heard an Amy Winehouse song, and it wasn't even her, but I heard an AI redo, like,
yes.
create an Amy Winehouse song, and it was indistinguishable from actually her. Mm-hmm. Like, I could barely, like, you couldn't even tell, like, yo, that sounds just like her.
Wow.
Yeah, it's freaky, man.
Well, do you guys know who Jacob, was it?
Elodie. I'm surprised now, he's getting any press for doing another Elvis. Like, we just had...
Well, that's just it. So, Jacob Elordi recalls first learning about Elvis Presley in Lilo and Stitch. So, he's a young actor who stepped into the role of the iconic singer, obviously Elvis Presley.
Oh, he played Elvis in the last joint that
came out. No, for Sofia Coppola's upcoming film, Priscilla.
Oh.
So it's two different dudes. That's what I'm saying. It's confusing. All these white boys playing Elvis now. I'm like, what the hell is happening?
In a recent appearance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, the Australian actor... We have to have an Australian play the king of rock and roll? Really?
Should be a black dude.
Now
It's the woke generation. Why not?
Exactly. So, all right. The Australian actor revealed that he did not truly learn of Elvis's career until moving stateside, and that he first saw a glimpse of him in Disney's Lilo and Stitch. In the film, of course, the friendly alien Stitch learns to play guitar to the tune of Elvis's You're the Devil in Disguise. So it's, you know, of course, it's different from Austin Butler's character, you know, the way he acted for Elvis in the recent movie that we just saw last year.
They swapping out Elvis is like Batman or Superman, ain't they?
There's a better part to this interview, okay? I saw it, but here's what I liked about this interview. Jimmy Fallon's like, so, like, who was your biggest influence in your first movie crush? Dude said, Brad Pitt. And everybody's like, what? Because he's like this, like, kind of beefy looking, this actor.
This kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he said his first movie crush was Brad Pitt.
What'd they expect?
I was loving it. I was like, yeah, that's right. That's right. Just be honest about it. Just be honest.
Oh, so she's...
What?
The opposite of a homophobe.
I'm not a gayophobe either. No.
Yeah, she's like, I love it. Read more of it.
Did you see the South Park, the new South Park joint?
No.
It's called Pandaverse, and this guy is making fun of Kathleen Kennedy. Like, put a chick in it to make her gay.
Oh my gosh.
Like, put a chick in it to make her gay on everything.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to watch this.
Well, with that being said, that is what's trending right now.
I love some South Park.
They had a grown South Park with women?
That was the one they called Panderverse.
Oh.
And they're basically making fun of Marvel. And they swap all the boys. They swap all the characters with strong, diverse women who complain about the patriarchy all the time.
What is that?
It's hilarious. Yo, it's hilarious. It's so funny. So funny.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Carmen's the truth, man. It's hilarious.
All right.
Carmen!
All right. Well, you guys ready to do horoscopes?
Oh, woo-hoo! Yeah.
All right. Let's do it then.
I do love the theme music.
I feel like I'm about to play a game.
Throw me a water balloon. Slime time.
All right, Capricorn. Who's Capricorn?
I am.
You are BW.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
True Capricorn.
All right. Well, Scorpio season tends to be a busy time for you, sir, because the demands of your community and social circles seem to climb.
Mm.
While the hustle and bustle that come with rubbing elbows at parties will be hard to resist.
Mm. That's a good thing.
So be mindful of the crowds you select.
Okay.
And consider how your acquaintances impact your mindset
and image.
You pointed at him aggressively, too.
Basically, it says, be careful who you take drugs and drinks from.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That's cool. You'll notice shifts in your social sphere on November 4th, which is what,
today?
Yeah.
All right.
I did feel it.
Okay. Helping you course correct if you've been investing in the wrong people or connections recently.
I ain't got no people.
Or connections.
So you better change that then, brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Now, professional relationships will be particularly important to keep in mind on the 8th, acting as a reminder that who you know can have a direct impact on your finances, your romantic life, and social standing.
Speak on it.
Luckily, you'll be cosmically poised to charm the pants off any high-ranking members of your occupation that land in your path.
Poison.
So don't hesitate to invest in dynamics that offer opportunities to learn and grow. Unfortunately, though, you could find that it's difficult to access your extroverted side on November 9th. That's just around the corner.
So I'm sleeping that day.
Okay. Making it important that you acknowledge when you're hiding in your shadows while coaxing yourself back into the limelight.
Coaxing.
I couldn't say coaxing.
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 Camaraderie.
Yeah. We axing them together.
Yeah.
Words now, that start with C.
Be extra attentive, though, with any new faces that enter your sphere during the new moon on the 13th. They could usher in some important new alliances, though. Now, you'll have a chance to spend more time in solitude on November 22nd, granting your permission to seek refuge and rest. Just remember not to fall off the map completely, taking care to check in with new work contracts during the full moon on the 27th.
So if y'all got some business, holla at me.
There you go. There you go. Send your cards and letters.
Let's get this going.
All right.
My Cash App is.
Seriously, me go next?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. I'm going to guess Lyric is the Virgo.
Yes, I am a Virgo.
What's your B-day?
September 15th.
Nice. My oldest is September 13th. Mm. That's a good day.
Yes, it is.
We got to do a late birthday show for you then.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do a late birthday show.
Here we go. You'll have a cosmic climate that is all about staying engaged mentally, leaving you with little patience for people or situations you aren't invested in.
Uh-oh.
We'll leave it behind.
Word.
Small talk will seem particularly painful to you, and your mind could wander dream social exchanges that feel too surface level. Don't hesitate to go deep on first dates. If you're on the hunt for love, but try not to dig for information you're not ready to volunteer yourself.
Don't ask questions you don't want to ask.
Yes.
You really don't want to know. Yep. You better shut the fuck up.
On November, you don't want her to go, what about you? On November 8th, you need to take a slower and more sensual approach to life. Allow yourself to truly relish the smaller moments each day can offer, whether you're called to joy, to enjoy the crisp fall air, indulge in a creamy latte, or literally stop and smell the roses. It's fall. There are no roses. Meanwhile, the next day, bringing connection to your heart and mind now might also be a good time for a staycation, fully enjoying your home before it starts bustling for the holiday season. On the 22nd, things kick off by highlighting a sector of your chart that governs the home and private life. Use this energy to celebrate your most important bonds, though you might also consider bringing more friends into your fold of close companions. The energy picks up once Mars enters the sign of the Archer. Reminds me of Taylor Swift. On November 24th.
Green Arrow.
She has the Archer song. And that's what Travis Kelce started doing now, too, when he does his touchdowns. You see that? The Archer.
Yo, that girl influences NFL games.
She influences everything.
It's ridiculous, man.
She's a witch.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. Your career will see some movement during the full moon on the 27th, making it a good time to network. That's good stuff.
All right,
you guys.
So that means the two of you guys got to get down to business.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. All right, who's next?
All right, I'll go.
PW.
I got Gemini.
Oh, that beat me.
Yeah. Gemini.
Gemini.
I'm going to need you to use correct grammar. We need you to use correct grammar over there.
Actually, I like you know what, Outkast.
No. You can't. No. I know what you're about to do. No, he doesn't get a pass. Leave him alone. You can't vouch for him. No, what? Correct grammar.
Even though NASA says it the same way.
Thank you.
I give us a furry rat's ass.
Aquemini.
You like that album?
See, I like Aquemini.
Oh,
well.
That's
we about to go way off topic because that's a bomb album.
Okay.
Gemini. God, I love Aquemini. That. Oh, all right. That song.
My bad. All right. Gemini.
Wanna,
you know how they get, so thank I don't want to mess them up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you mean they. Okay,
tell me. How do you like that?
He's about to.
Well, my pops is a Gemini.
Don't
mean
to use your real name.
See? Look. See how you switch up so fast?
He's quick to throw the government name out there real quick.
Having a dad Gemini is tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all are like, like, who am I going to get?
Is he going to be happy about this?
Yeah.
Hey, either way, you get twins.
Right?
You do. Well,
so the more the merrier.
You get
that's
two good dudes. You get two good dudes.
All right, let's do this. Okay.
Gemini.
Yes, sir.
Focus on cutting out unhealthy habits this month, dear Gemini, because Scorpio season pushes you to holistically embrace wellness.
Oh, yeah.
This cosmic climate could also bring changes to your work environment, especially on November 2nd. Mm. You'll sense a shift on the 8th, putting you in the mood to create art. Ooh. Socialize
create
with
what?
Friends. Art.
What is art?
That's when you fancy art.
Art.
You got to say that with your pinky out.
Yeah. You don't,
art.
You know, Britons don't pronounce the R's.
I got you. I know.
Okay. Socialize with friends and embrace
5 years with
new
that guy, huh?
interests. These vibes could also resort in a new fling, though you won't know for sure if things will get serious until next year or your wife finds out. Remember to pace yourself in
so
matters.
So glad you listened to the show.
Remember to pace yourself in matters of the heart on November 9th, bringing a romantic energy to the table that's liable to cause fireworks. However, it would be easy to see the world through a romanticized lens, making it important that you keep your wits about you in budding relationships.
Mm.
Use the new moon on the 13th to reconnect with your pragmatic side and consider setting wellness intentions for the next 6 months.
That's another big word you said over there.
That's another big
word. I'll be reading. November 22nd marks the beginning of the particularly harmonious time for you.
Ooh, harmony.
Lean
I love harmony.
Into these
Sean
vibes.
Can't even say camaraderie.
But I can say harmony because I'm a musician. And the more the merrier.
Lean into these vibes by moving from a place of compassion and love, allowing yourself to peel back the layers in an effort to strengthen important relationships like an onion.
Mm-hmm.
Self-care will also feel like more of a necessity through the coming weeks, making it important that you stay up to date with your pampering routines. Get your pap smear.
Okay.
The full moon manifesting your sign on the 27th.
It's important.
Yes. Bringing forth a rush of energy that's perfect for boldly pursuing goals and putting your own needs first.
I think your horoscope is oddly specific.
Right?
Your horoscope is very specific.
Right.
Oh, snap.
Oh, we've got a call.
Call
from somebody here.
Are you there?
We just got a call.
Hello.
Yeah. We just got a call.
Hello.
Let's see. And she hung up real fast.
I'm here.
This is Morgan Freeman, and how can I help you? Casey.
Hello.
What's going on?
Well, hi.
This must be morning where she is.
I know.
What's happening? What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy to hear from you, gentlemen.
What's going on with you?
I'm from Cabo, by the way.
How's Cabo? How's
Cabo? Compton out there?
I know. Cabo is wonderful. I took my parents out here.
Oh, nice. Nice. Very nice.
Thank you. I am now I'm living in Utah.
Utah?
Yeah.
Utah.
Yeah, what you doing in Utah?
Utah.
That ain't a real place. Utah made up. That ain't a real place. I'm tired of people making that shit. Nah, I'm blaming.
Yeah.
How's Utah?
I love it. I am up here building a podcast studio for a dental nonprofit organization.
So she cleaning teeth.
So I'm doing all my ordering this past week. I'm getting all my equipment shipped in. We've got the room all done and renovated. Yeah. Now we've just got to move everything in and get everything set up and start scripting stuff out.
You had to send some pictures, yo.
Of the podcast.
Yeah, you had to send some pictures of the studio. I'd like to see that.
I want to see her.
That's what I was distinctly saying.
Yeah.
The way
you got to see some pictures. I'm with BW. I want to see pictures of Casey.
Who wouldn't mind, but I know specifically. Yeah.
I know Casey just hear me shaking my head like Lyric is going nuts over there. Good to hear your voice, girl. Good to know you're doing all right.
I know. It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
It has. Went through a really tough time. I had to really bunker down and just focus on myself and what I was going to do and how I was going to get myself out of some trouble. I had some really, really good resources on my side to help me through that, including Sean and his mother.
Word.
Yeah, indeed.
Thank you again, Sean, for all of your assistance there. I'll have to sometime reach out to your mom and send her a thank you.
You can send us to Cabo.
Yeah, let's go. We'll all go back down here and we'll meet up.
Hey, man, I take Cash App, EBT, WIC, Amazon gift cards.
Nah, on the serious side, sweetheart, you know, with me, it's a matter of just being friends is all good enough for me. That's payment right there.
Oh, it was wonderful. You guys are the best friendships I've ever made.
Absolutely. You're still family with us. And if things do fall through with this podcast or whatever, you got us a warm seat over here.
Well, thank you. I don't think it'll fall through, but I will definitely be making trips back down that way anyway to come see you guys.
Oh, can't wait for it. Can't wait for it. And got to say, too, if it wasn't for your suggestion for these two guys right now, we wouldn't have been able to start the podcast.
They are wonderful. I love them all. They are so funny, so creative. They've got so many ideas and stories just coming out their ears and their eyes. I actually thought they were a little gross for that, but
word. Word.
But it's unrelenting. The writing skills that those gentlemen have, the ambition, the drive. Sean, you guys can blow up.
Nice. Thank you so much. And if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't have happened, because I think the podcast would have definitely ended. And if you didn't even mention these two, and when you did, I felt like, oh my God, I'm an idiot. Of course, it's right in my right in front of my face, and I'm searching for the cards and everything, whatever. And I reached out to BW first, and we're here now.
Yeah. What did you affectionately refer to him as when you forgot his name? Muddy Waters?
Muddy Waters, yeah.
The blues.
Yeah, because I can't remember now. Muddy Waters, yeah. Like, what was your friend's name? Was it like Dirty Waters? Muddy Waters? I know it was nothing Waters.
I thought it was Dirty at first. At first, when after he said it, the first joke, I had to. Did he say Dirty?
Yeah. I know. Brown Waters, how is your beautiful, brilliant baby doing?
Oh, my baby's is good.
Big as hell.
My baby's.
Is he walking all over the place and running all around?
He's in school.
My two-year-old.
And he's got a new one now.
Yeah, and I got a little one.
Who he's training to just be mean to me all day long. as soon as I walk in the house, she be smiling. She just stop and look at me. Like, yo, he already.
We put on deep voice YouTube videos and we cry to him. So
oh my God.
So whenever he walks in, she goes,
So gentlemen will be happy to know that you have already driven my companion here to start drinking for the day.
So basically, BW, so your daughter, you put her in front of basically, hold on, basically, oh shit, now I lost it because you guys got me going now, man.
In front of Deep Voice videos and him and his wife cry in front of Morgan.
John, the voice starts with these guys. You got to keep up.
Or Morgan Freeman narrative films, basically, is what you got.
And we just start crying.
Yeah, she starts crying.
So she looks at me like, okay.
This is what I got to deal with, man.
Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones.
Oh my God.
Luther Vandross.
Everything.
Everything deep.
Everything deep. I quit. I'm good. Oh, man, that was a good one. You had me crying tears on that.
Hey, Sean.
Yes, baby.
at some point in time when we start setting up our podcast, let's get on the line again and come up with a little teaser or a little advertisement for your show that I can sneak on before the episodes.
Oh, absolutely.
Heck yeah. Or right at the tail end, you know, get a couple more laughs in your day.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. And yeah, that's a wonderful
me
idea.
Me too. Yeah, put one together for me, because when we're stringing up our podcasts, I don't have any promotionals yet. Okay. So the first couple episodes, I'm not going to really have any advertisements. I'd love to have you guys advertise with me, because it builds a little credibility in our podcast. It might open us up for a little bit more advertising.
Cool. We'll definitely do that then. We'll put something together, like a 30-second or 45-second deal.
That's right. That's right. Give them some direction as to where they can go to find you for some good laughs.
Yeah. All right.
And if you guys ever have any dental questions at all, I work. I know things about teeth I never thought I'd know.
Well, I have been trouble with my back gums.
Yeah. You let me know. You got teeth issues. I will tell you the materials to use. I will tell you the dentist to see.
I think you just got your first guest.
Yeah, the bit.
Have BW come in and go, why of this gums happening to me?
How come whenever
at my 33rd teeth, about an 80 degree angle, it kind of hurt.
I want to know, how come I could chew hard stuff, but it hurt when I chew soft stuff?
Send your cards and letters to.
The answer is always floss more.
Hold on. It hurt more.
When you choose on the soft stuff.
Yeah, you choose on soft stuff, but I don't even want to get that. All right, good to talk to you, Casey. Love you, baby.
And then we'll take it over.
She got a French guy in the background.
Order the Uber now. Because we don't have Wi-Fi.
All right, we got to hang up on it.
Bye-bye now. Love you.
I'm
love
so you. Happy to hear you guys laughing and having a good time. It just warms my heart. I'm so excited for the future of this show.
Well, we love you, sweetheart. If it wasn't for you, this wouldn't be happening. So thank you so much again. And we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Love you, baby.
Yes, you guys most certainly will. I will be coming down there to be a special guest sometime.
You got a friend.
Awesome.
Didn't he?
Awesome, sweetheart. All right, you have fun in Cabo, okay?
All right, Sean. And if you were curious, I'm checking the weather right now, and it is very sunny.
It's sunny out here. I was about to say nobody cares, but we can share it because it's sunny out here. So
yeah,
yeah. Compton.
Sean knows what I mean when I check the weather, don't you, Sean?
I do. And yeah, I can't say what I want to say right now, but
she bathed or something. It's clean right now.
Oh, it's gonna stay clean for a while, but in my mind, oh boy.
Oh boy. You saw his look, and that's the only way I got
and
it.
And there goes our sponsor.
All right, sweetheart. Have fun in Cabo. Give a hug to your parents. Love you. And get home safe, okay?
I will. Love you, gentlemen. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, baby. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye now. There you go, guys. That was producer Casey, who helped us with the show for about a year and a half or so. And miss that girl. Love that girl. She's awesome.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's a cabin in the woods somewhere, like some really dope, like maybe like in the mountains or something in Utah.
Where she lives at?
Oh, where
she
where she's the studio is. That'd be cool.
Oh, no. Actually, I got pictures. I'll show you the guys the pictures, though. So. All right. Do we finish up with everybody on
I got to read
them. Bang! Here we go.
I got to cross something off my bucket list, and that's to have Barry White read my horoscope to me.
Well, Barry.
All right. Here we go.
Never ever gonna give you up. I'm never ever gonna stop.
For all you Tauruses out there. Scorpio season axes one of the
Hold on. I'm gonna do something for you because with that voice, we need this.
Scorpio season axes one of the most sensual and passionate times of the year. These vibes are all about leading with an open heart and experiencing love on a deeper level. Whether you're directing these emotions towards yourself, your best friends, or that special someone. Just remember to give your body some extra attention on November 8th, urging you to fully embrace wellness. Ooh. On the 9th, will have you dreaming it big for the future. Don't be afraid to follow through on cutting-edge ideas or advocate for yourself, understanding that your voice is your power throughout this astrological era. That was 5 syllables. Conversations about commitment can also come into play, but try not to take on more relationship or business responsibilities than your bandwidth can handle. 5 syllables. Be sure to set intentions around matters of the heart under the new moon on November 13th. On the 22nd, you'll be changing the way you perceive ego. Allow yourself to move through shifts, both inward and outward. Understanding that the energy at play is molding you into a stronger and wiser version of yourself. I got you. Just remember to take action toward the path you seek most on November 24th, allowing this personal evolution to be fueled by passion and creativity. I'm coming, baby. Also, check in with your finances during the Gemini full moon on the 27th, but remember to focus on self-worth as well. Now go clean yourself up.
All right. Now go clean yourself up.
And that is your X-rated Taurus horoscope.
Woo! Check, and check.
All right. Lastly, we got is the Scorpio, which is their birthday month. Scorpios, you're due to for a few victories this month. Because the decisions you make are important right now. And the way you act and think, you're sure to have a significant impact on the path ahead. Stay positive and remember to have plenty of fun while enjoying your birthday season. Keep in mind that your goals and what is required to stay on track. You feel called to spend more time in solitude on November 8th, working toward what your heart desires most from behind the scenes. On the 9th, make sure that you're bringing a sparkle to your world. The way you perceive it, allow yourself to fully appreciate each day, indulging your senses with many layers of beauty that surround you at any given time, even if you have to search a little harder for it sometimes. The new moon graces our skies on November 13th, nudging you to make a special birthday wish for the skies above. Now, planting seeds for the future will be highly important, especially on November 24th. You'll feel motivated to build more security under this cosmic climate, helping you to carve out new pathways toward prosperity. There you go.
Who the hell is Scorpio?
I met a Scorpio.
It's the birthday month this month.
Oh, gotcha, the month.
Remember, we don't want to leave them out.
I don't care. Leave them out.
Well, that's the horoscope for today.
They don't get to.
All right. So do you guys have this next thing ready? Or
you say what?
Do you guys have this next thing ready?
Mm-mm. The next
bit?
Thing
no.
ready?
The
Shaq thing?
Yeah. Oh. We got to work that out.
Right. Oh, okay. I mean,
we can always. How you doing? My name is Shaq. And if you have a JJ itch, make sure you buy this cream.
Okay. All right.
I'm a four-time champion.
Shaq's Colossal Coffee. Right.
No, we have to write that out.
We'll see it for next time, then. We'll see it for next time. All right, so in that case, what we've got next is the most popular costumes for 2023.
Oh, it's just Halloween, huh?
Halloween, because we had it.
Yeah.
You know, and everything. Did you guys dress up by chance? Did you guys go out during?
Yeah, I wear my mask every day.
Yeah, I dressed up as a Lyft driver.
That's my job. I was a good dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a Lyft driver. It was an all-day costume.
Oh, my God.
I like it. All right, Amber, why don't you go with the first ones there?
Okay. I didn't dress up either, guys. I just stayed at home and laid in bed and sulked. I was in a shit mood. Anyway, so I was a bitch for Halloween.
Right on.
I was a bitch.
It's a good costume.
All right, so the top Halloween costumes for kids in 2023. We're gonna go 10. I'm gonna go start at the end of it here. Wednesday Addams.
Really?
Duh.
Yeah, because of the new TV show that came out.
All the women.
I will say this. My girlfriend's little girl, she was the original Wednesday. She was Christina Ricci.
Oh, nice.
She was a little one, yeah.
Oh, word.
Number 9, absolutely, this is true. Mario.
Yeah, I've seen that everywhere.
And Luigi. Yep. Everywhere.
Everywhere, those big hats.
Number 8, I didn't see these photos. I didn't go out. I just seen all, like, on the...
People walking by.
And I just scowled on Instagram, like...
Mm-hmm.
Zombie.
Yeah, you gotta go to the poor areas where they can't afford costumes.
They take the red makeup and just do one of them right there, make it look like some blood.
Put this ripped up shirt on, baby. Yeah, you a zombie.
You a zombie today.
Say ah!
He ain't lying. Every kid in the hood be a zombie. What? Every kid, 8 zombies at the same time at your door.
Oh, shit. I love that. Number 7, Barbie.
Yeah, because of the Barbie movie.
Oh,
Okay,
that makes a whole lot of sense.
Number 6, Batman.
Yeah, baby.
Always, right?
Of course.
Batman's always
popular.
Who doesn't
want to be Batman?
Number 5, here's what I was, too. A witch. Witch.
I didn't see many kid witches. Hope it wasn't a whole bunch of kids sulking in their bedroom.
Number 4, superhero. Duh.
Yeah, okay. Just superhero. Put a cape on.
But you
know, Batman stood out, though.
I know. Batman is the best. Yeah.
Batman is the best.
How do you do that?
Batman is the OG.
Well, actually, you know, according to the list, he's number 6.
That's a stupid list.
He's not the best. He's 6.
It's a dumb list.
Welcome to Amber judging lists. The same thing. I'm always like, Sean, where the hell did you get this? Number 3, ghosts.
Kids don't dress up as ghosts no more, do they?
I don't know.
In the hood, yeah. Okay. In the hood, it may have a stain on it. Just put it inside out. Cut the hose in. You good, yeah.
Number 2, princess. That's obvious. Yeah, I love princesses. And here's the funny thing is number 1 is Spider-Man.
Of course.
All little boys dress up as Spider-Man. Yeah, all little
boys. My son was a couple times.
Yeah, one point in time, all little boys.
My superhero and Batman and then Superman.
Because Batman stands out. Batman and Spider-Man, they kind of stand out.
They do. Oh, yeah. All that's right. It. Number 1 was Spider-Man.
BW, I think you got the adult ones there.
Oh, yeah. Let's do the 10. I like the way you did that, Amber. Let's count down from 10.
Okay, I'll wait. I got something. Okay.
Can we do? All right.
Wow.
All right.
Word?
Side item. Top 10 Halloween costumes for adults this year. All right, let's go. 10 is the reverse Spider-Man. So adults is like, okay, Spider-Man.
I'm judging.
Right?
A little bit.
I'm judging a dude in a Spider-Man
costume. A ghost.
Right?
He better be special ed. I'm telling you.
And Spider-Man.
Yes. See, now we're canceled. See? Now we're canceled now. See?
Now we lost our other 3 sponsors.
Yeah, now we lost every other sponsor we had.
I set the ball there, and then
he couldn't wait.
I saw it.
He couldn't wait to run into it with his helmet. Yeah. He couldn't wait to run into it with his helmet.
So don't worry.
Spider-Man wearing that dope bus. We're going to go on the small bus.
you
join in with it.
Web sneakers.
Canceled. Hey, y'all, this been hope y'all enjoyed the very last episode of the Weekly Dose Podcast.
First and last ever.
2.0. They're going to be a 3.0.
No. Okay, come on now. Okay. What's number 9? Let's move
it's
on.
It's a ghost. We're getting ghosted right now.
Okay, we're good ghosts. Yeah.
Shoot. Let's move on. To number 8 is Princess.
What?
A grown woman.
What?
Princess.
But she's a sexy princess.
Yeah, I was about to say, none of these are correct for the adults because it'd be sexy Spider-Man.
You should put
sexy ghost
in front of every one of them.
Sexy princess.
Put slutty or sexy in front of all of them.
Yes! I don't understand.
No, you should do that right now when you announce it.
Number 7, butt pirate. No, sorry.
Yeah, we're definitely canceled
after that.
Yeah, we're definitely canceled after that.
Number 6, we have I think they just was like, we got 10 costumes. Let's just
reorganize
them.
Yeah. All right. Number 6 is a zombie. 5 is a cat.
Meow.
Yeah, just the cat. I'm gonna point these whiskers on my. I'm a cat.
Slutty cat.
Slutty cat. Now
we can't say the word. I want to say that.
What?
Don't say it, Amber.
Number 4 is Batman. See, now Batman's moving up where he needs
to
be.
He should be number one.
No,
for adults.
For adults.
Out of this list, yeah.
Because I'm Batman. Number 3 is Barbie.
Swear to me.
That's Barbie.
Arrest the Batman. Number two is a vampire, of course.
Okay. Oh, that's
legendary.
I have relapsing
and number one.
Oh,
it's all right. It's all right. You know, that thing was a witch.
Yes.
That was just nothing but the devil.
I didn't see Slutty Nurse.
Nurse was not. That's what I'm saying. Nurse is not on here.
Okay. I live in a college neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was a nurse.
Nope. There was...
working their way through college.
Everything is a little bit... you don't know what the girls are wearing. They're just wearing something naked almost, you know? It's like, what are supposed to be? I'm such and such. No, you're not. You're just
a slut right
and
now.
Then,
right
and then
right.
I saw a lot of dudes wearing, like, construction.
Yeah.
Also,
Mario. Village people, I guess.
Also, Mario is not on the adult one. I saw a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of Marios.
And a lot of Rick and Mortys, I see. For
really?
Adults.
I saw a Jack in the Box, which was really cool.
That's I drove through a Jack in the Box.
He was walking down the street. I said, "What's up, Jack?"
Where's my cheeseburger? This list right. is.
All right, top 10 Halloween costumes for pets in 2023.
That suits you.
If you dress your pet in a Halloween costume, something's wrong with you. All right.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so. You don't put no dog in a dress. All right, number 10 is a witch.
See, they just flipping it around. I ain't
number
see no
Number
9
witches. Is a ghost. Number 8 is a lion. Who in the hell dressed their dog?
I've
seen
cool.
Yeah, that
I've
pretty
only
cool.
seen these on Instagram, where I've seen these.
Yeah. Number 7, you dress your cat as a cat.
Dog as a cat. That's
number
really
6. The devil. Number 5, spider. Now, I can see spider. Number 4, bumblebee. Yeah. Number 3, bat.
I can see that. Chihuahuas. Chihuahua.
Number 2, a hot dog. I can see that.
I did that to my pit bull one year. I put her in a hot dog. Giant hot dog.
Poor pit bull.
I know.
And number 1,
gotta keep away
pumpkin.
From the Korean guy.
Really? A pumpkin?
Oh, that's fine.
Pumpkin.
I heard what you said. I heard you. That was a good one. But yeah, number 1 is a pumpkin. I would never dress my Roxy up in half of this. Like,
I've seen a lot of those Chucky costumes on the dogs.
The
knives, which was funny.
Yeah.
You ain't see that with the
so he's got Chucky sitting on top of him or something.
Well, it's his face.
And on a doll, like the like little soft body hanging off of it's like down.
So it
its
looks
body.
Like it's running at you. Yeah.
With the knife.
That sounds dope.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. That's not on here, I guess.
Well, 1 year I dressed my dogs as a taco and a hot dog, and that was it. That was the last one I ever did. That's the last thing I ever did.
I'm glad.
I saw
somebody do a lion once though with their.
Sharp
golden retriever.
Okay, yeah, I saw that.
I can see that come off okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You put the mane on it the right way.
Yeah. I did a zebra with my Dalmatian one time.
A zebra with a Dalmatian?
I'm not even going to say
you connected the dots.
You
I colored it.
That's so fucking good. With a Sharpie, by the way.
With a Sharpie.
Oh, my God.
Come here.
Moving on.
Rest in peace, Dalmatian.
He got high as hell.
So, real quick, guys. Favorite Halloween that you guys ever had, whether adult or a kid or whatever, do you guys have a favorite?
I have a worst.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, what's your
my last actual Halloween.
Halloween?
The last one. No, not the last one, but the last one I actually celebrated.
Like, okay.
I'm going to celebrate Halloween.
It ruined you.
Yeah, it did. I think it did.
Why?
It's trauma. It was something so simple, too, because I did this super costume. I painted my face up, and then we went somewhere, and nobody was dressed up. And then the whole night was horrible because I kept having to have the costume on, and then we was trying to do other stuff, and then it was like, so it was like, man, this is stupid.
Oh,
I'm not,
no.
I'm never doing this again.
Yeah, I'm never, yeah, wow. that would ruin you.
That would suck being the only person dressed up.
Yeah, it was terrible. Well, and I had all this makeup and stuff on.
Was it supposed to be a Halloween party?
It was a Halloween party, yeah, but
nobody but you're the only one up? Showed up.
Because they all talked about they going to have others. We doing other stuff afterwards. I just showed up. Like, it's not actually
shit.
That type of, okay. All right, let me take that back. My favorite one was when I was with my homegirl, and she took me to this LGBTQ
QAI,
right? And I dressed as a fairy.
Okay.
So
yes, that's fun.
So that was the best. That was my favorite one.
The things
one.
You're learning about your partner, buddy.
I love it. That's great.
No, because long story short.
No, we'll talk offline. Okay. We'll talk offline.
Oh, no. What are you talking about it now?
A fairy word?
Yeah, just
wings and all?
Yeah, I had the little wing. Okay, so I had bought the fairy costume for my daughter. And then, you know, so we was going to the party, and I was like, I'm not wearing no costume. She said, you got to wear something. So I put on all black, put the little fairy wings on, had the little satchel.
Wait. You're wearing all black,
had on
and you
all
put
black.
Wings on. That's a fly, dude. Now, if you had a kid, it was a big
I was a fly fairy. How about that?
I know. He sounds like a tooth fairy.
If you had a kid, you'd be super fly.
I have my hair out.
Oh,
so
wow. Oh, wow.
Was that good?
Super fly.
I think I'll do that next year.
Oh my God.
Super fly? Yeah.
I'll wear wings and a cape.
With the Ninja Turtles. They probably have
it. It would be super fly.
They had the Ninja Turtles. Did you see that? The new Ninja Turtle movie?
Oh, I love
that. Super fly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I loved him.
Ice Cube was the voice. That was pretty dope.
Oh, really?
It was pretty dope.
He was the villain.
Yeah, he was the best.
That new Teenage Mutant Ninja, that was great.
Yeah, it was. It was really good.
The music was great. Oh my gosh, I loved it.
Amber, how about you?
I watched it by myself. I loved it so much.
Where's your best Halloween?
Okay, let's see. I can't remember as a kid, but as an adult, it was when Trump won the president. And my son decided that he was 9. He was 9 or 10, and he was really getting into acting and theater stuff, and he decided he wanted to be Donald Trump for Halloween. So I fucking bought him that suit. I got him a golf club to carry around, and we painted his face orange. We straightened his hair. He has real curly hair. I'd straighten his hair and do this, and he went around all night. And so I was Mother Russia. So I had a Russia shirt on and like the thing and like military pants. So I was Mother Russia, and let me tell you. And he was making. He was like. And he had a little sign around him that said, lock me up. Because, lock her up and all that shit. And on the back it said, impeach me. But we fucking loved it. And then we were surprised because we're in Long Beach. But there were some people who were pissed. Like, how dare you? How dare you? He's our president. I'm like, fuck you. Yeah. It was funny.
You got to go with the fun stuff.
And he was hilarious. He was like, I'm the president. Mother Russia, follow me around. Do my bidding. Mother Russia. Do my Mother Russia, go. I was like, he was great.
Lyric, how about you, man?
Honestly, I don't have one. I can't think. I don't have I really don't have a crazy Halloween story. I can't. Or even a good one. None of my Halloween stories are special.
Music just fit that.
It's just been
right?
None of my Halloweens were special.
Well, you know.
It just turned into a Lifetime movie.
I was going Hallmark. None of my Halloweens were special.
We'll make yours special next year.
Nobody liked me.
We gotta make his Halloween special.
Well, I didn't mean it like that, but I'm just saying I don't have any ones that stand out. When I was younger, it was more the Christmases that stood out because it was a huge family thing. But other than that, I don't have any. I just did the random stuff, trick or treat like everybody else.
Nice. It's a Korean commercial.
No, they're translating me. They're translating.
Was that what it is?
Yeah. That was fun.
That's my automatic. I carry my own translator, so it just starts translating.
Said, I want Halloween to be special.
Exactly what he said. Exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said. Absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's I did different costumes growing up or whatever, but I think I really didn't enjoy it until I was an adult.
Mm. And I was Batman.
Yeah. Twice.
Batman. And then I was Batman. And then I was Batman.
Yeah.
And then I was Batman again. And then I was Batman.
Then I got a new
cape. I was. It's mainly because my buddy Gino, who Amber knows because we've talked about Gino. He was my son's godfather. And unfortunately, he's passed away now.
He was Batman.
Yeah, he was. Gino would throw these big, giant parties because I met Gino when I worked at Knott's Berry Farm. So a lot of us, we did the Halloween haunt. So we didn't have a Halloween because we worked it.
Gotcha.
So the weekend after, normally, Gino would have these big parties. And they would decorate the house, too. Halloween was really big with his family. Mm. So they decorate the house like crazy. They turn the garage into a maze and everything. So a lot of the neighborhood kids would come over, line up, and what have you. But it was those parties that I cherish the most overall because it was always clever of who was going to wear what.
Yeah.
Who were you going to dress as, whatever. And another friend of ours who recently passed away, Mikey was, you always wondered what he was going to do. One year, because of his size, he was a big guy too. One year, dressed as Fat Albert.
Word.
You know, and looked just like it and everything. But then my favorite one that he did, do you guys remember the movie The Cannonball Run?
Of course.
Dom DeLuise, Captain Chaos.
Yeah, he dresses that.
He dresses Captain Chaos.
Oh, wow.
mustache and everything.
The whole nine?
The whole nine. And even came out, dun, dun, dun. Hi, JJ.
I have to Google this.
Yeah, I was about to Google it so I can show you right now.
Yeah, that was the best, you know.
That's dope, yeah, that's dope.
And it was always fun to see what Gino would do or whatever with his wife.
Oh, yeah, years. Captain K. Yes, okay, yes, yeah.
Yeah. So Mikey dressed up as that and everything. So, but those are my most cherished memories for Halloween because the parties were always great. Like there was this one guy that worked with us who's a train robber. I won't say his first name, but
why not?
Well, because I'll explain why. So, but he always attracted because he had a very boyish face to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he always attracted the teeny bopper girls. So one year, one of the girls that we knew that worked the haunt decided to wear a onesie, put her hair like in two ponytails, like Cindy Brady kind of thing, carried around a bottle and a rattle, but then wore a sign that said Gomer Bait.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we would make fun of each other even.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. And it was harsh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We all loved it, though.
That's rough. That's rough.
We all loved it.
You do that with your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
You do that with your people. Yeah. You do that with your people.
So it was fun. So those are my most cherished memories like that, man, yeah, for Halloween. You know? And it was a holiday that I never really... As a kid, yeah, because you get free candy. But as an adult, yeah, it's like, whatever. But yeah. Those ones, man, those were the best.
Now I used to... Well, if I think, okay, so when I lived in Arizona, kids used to trick or treat at my house, and I did enjoy scaring the kids.
Oh, that yeah.
I just enjoy opening
the
door.
That was my dad's favorite thing.
Scaring the kids, really.
Scaring everybody.
Yeah, I enjoy that part, yeah.
It was fun. It's fun.
This is not a mask.
My dad would bury himself. I'm from Ohio.
Well
so
done again, sir.
I just remembered this. That's a good thing. So I just remembered the story. So my dad, we're from Ohio. So we'd rake the yard, and he'd set up a cemetery.
Oh,
and
okay.
And he would dress like a zombie, but real, real scary. He'd usually put on some real freaking scary 80s rubber mask. And he'd hide under the leaves. We'd hide him and bury him, and the kids, and he would jump out of there. He'd scare everybody. Oh my God!
It's fun to scare the little kids.
So yeah, he'd scare the adults too. He scared everybody. He loved scaring everybody.
That's why I don't like dolls to this day.
Dolls?
Yeah, got scared with a doll one time.
Well, he wasn't a doll. He was like a big zombie.
I'm just saying,
man.
That's what scared me. Okay.
Oh, dolls. Okay, dolls. Dolls. Dolls, kids are creepy.
Yeah. I don't like them things.
Halloween.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I enjoy it, though. It's a good holiday. All right. Well, coming up now, you know what, Amber?
What?
I think...
We should.
These new friends of ours...
What?
These new family members...
Yeah.
They need some class...
Yeah.
Some culture...
Yeah.
Something we like to call
pocket-sized cinema.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Pocket Size Cinema. Today's feature is entitled Clockwork Orange. Clockwork Orange. Clockwork Orange. We open when a man has died. But fear not, because he went to heaven. As he approaches the pearly gates, he sees St. Peter smiling, encouraging him to come to the gate to enter heaven. As the man approaches, St. Peter, he notices a huge wall of clocks behind St. Peter. Let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Clockwork Orange.
Welcome, my son. Welcome to heaven.
Thank you, St. Peter. But I'm a little confused about something.
Why is that, my dear boy?
What is up with those clocks behind you?
Oh, that, well, those are what we call lie clocks.
Lie clocks?
Yes, lie clocks. Everyone on Earth has a lie clock.
How do they work?
Well, every time you lie, the hands on your clock move.
Okay, well, whose clock is that?
That's Mother Teresa's. The hands have never moved, indicating that she never told a lie.
That's incredible. Whose clock is that?
Oh, that's Abraham Lincoln's clock. The hand has only moved twice, telling us that Abe only told two lies in his entire life.
Whose clock is that, and why is it spinning so fast?
That's Donald Trump's clock. Jesus wants his, well, Jesus wants us to send it to you know where so they can use it as a ceiling fan.
It's always a good day when you get a just some jabs in on that fucker. I'm sorry.
This person set up after your Halloween.
I know. My favorite thing is watching those dudes who are like the fake news. Well, they're not fake. They're like on the Daily Show and stuff, but they go into the rallies and everything and they like totally.
Troll those dudes. Yeah.
Yeah, they troll them so hard. And the one who's like, oh, you're wearing a shirt that says never surrendered. And what's in that photo?
This is when he surrendered it. Oh.
You know what I mean? Duh.
It's always fun to use logic to troll people.
Dude.
Yeah. They get stupefied.
Love it.
With the whole thing.
Stupefied. Did you say stupefied?
Stupefied.
Stupefied.
Stupefied. Yeah,
it's exactly. Extra syllables in
comedy.
There.
Comedy.
That is a combination.
I cannot let this go
words.
Now.
I made it five syllables.
I can say it in two.
Watch here, Sean.
Well, speaking of fake news and everything, shall we give him what's news?
Sean.
What?
Say white.
White.
Say whip. Oh. Say whip.
Whip.
Oh, you're the. Yeah. You're the yeah. You're that dude. Okay.
Yes.
You're that dude.
The cool H whip. Is there.
Say cool whip.
I laugh every time. Whip.
You happy now?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
I could watch her do that all day though.
She was really,
she was in that. Yeah. She was in that. She was fully committed to the hey. You know?
Let's do what's news.
What's news? What's your cat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news? What's your cat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
What you got, Lyric?
Woman attacks family after being denied tomatoes at dinner.
I
was hungry. So Katie Jade Gates was arrested for assaulting her grandmother after being denied extra tomatoes at dinner, according to a police report. Grandma says Katie got greedy and wanted to eat more than her fair share of the tomatoes at dinner, and that's when things took a turn, allegedly. Now, when confronted about her behavior by her grandfather, Gates allegedly grabbed a knife and began threatening him with it, saying, "Give me my fucking tomatoes." Witnesses told cops Gates chased her grandfather with a knife, demanding her tomatoes. Damn. Over some damn tomatoes. All right. During police questioning, Gates reportedly admitted hitting her relative in the face with a cigarette pack. She also acknowledged picking up a knife and approaching her grandfather, but denied attempting to strike him with the knife in her hand during the argument. Now she's up for two felonies, having pretty much burnt both her bridges with her grandma and grandpa. She's known on the internet for attacking over tomatoes. Yo, how salty do you, or how angry do you gotta be to attack your family some tomatoes?
I just want you to picture her with a cigarette in her hand, though. Going,
goddamn tomatoes. Like,
yeah. Those are tomatoes, not tomatoes.
That's probably why she got mad. That ain't the damn word. Say the damn word right.
I want to know how grandma cooks those tomatoes. What's the deal?
Shits must be good. She must cook them with crackers. She hung up tomatoes. Yeah.
So I got a man was arrested for throwing some meat at a police officer. Not his meat. Some deli meat.
I was about to say,
explain,
please. Explain.
I got you. According to a report, an angry and belligerent man named William Bussy was not happy with police officers when they approached him following a disturbance call from a clerk inside of a smoke shop. Makes sense. Bussy became aggravated and eventually launched some deadly meat at the responding officer, which led to his arrest. Bussy was told that if he re-entered the smoke shop, it would be trespassing.
I gotta say, please stop saying his name like that.
However, he continued some rambling, which included claims that the clerk was withholding $2,000 worth of merchandise from him and that he was a black belt in judo. Judo and karate. And if the officers were to touch him, he was going to be in a world of hurt. Once he was placed in the cuffs, Bussy said if he would be suing the police department for $1 million or $10 million. Bussy also told the officer that he was lucky he did not have his pocket knife on him because he would have gotten stabbed to death. Bussy was arrested for battery of a law enforcement officer.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't go nowhere with him.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't go nowhere with him.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
He's my hero. Bussy.
Well, his name kind of set him up for failure.
If he keeps talking like that, we might actually get Pornhub as a sponsor.
We're OnlyFans is next.
Do you know what a bussy is? It's a boy.
Ah! I knew she was going with it.
That's what they call it.
Can I smoke weed in here?
Yeah.
Because I need a blunt like that. Like, I really need a blunt.
You can.
Like
you can't handle this pussy.
Oh, dear God.
My
skin crawling.
All right, here's mine. It's about more throwing the meat. Man arrested for throwing chicken wings.
You don't throw chicken wings at nobody.
Yeah, he need to be arrested.
Arrest his ass.
Robert Audette. It's not as good as yours. Audette. Has been arrested for facing an assault charge after a domestic dispute got a little too spicy. According to a report, Audette was arrested after he threw chicken wings at his wife during an argument. Do you think he ate them first?
This better been bones.
I was about to say it better be bones.
You don't throw no whole damn chicken wings.
No,
you
eat them.
Unless she messed them up, then she has to rest her. If she
ain't in the snatch the shit.
Do not waste some good chicken. The victim claimed that the defendant threw the wings at her, with some hitting her on the shoulder and under her chin. Are you picturing this?
Yes, I am.
I kind of want to.
Yeah, baby.
I want to see this in slow motion. When police arrived at the scene, the victim had chicken wing sauce on her chin, neck, and shoulder.
Yes.
That's a normal Tuesday. I don't understand.
That's when the wings are real good. If you get it on your shoulder, then you're
right?
For real then.
When the victim didn't open the door, the defendant is heard yelling, "I'm about to beat your fucking ass."
Oh, yeah.
And began violently banging on the door. Wings.
Yeah.
Which could be clearly heard on the audio recording.
I bet she burnt the wings.
No, she undercooked
something.
That made me angry too.
Yeah.
I'd probably throw it myself.
So apparently it was over her cheating.
Oh,
she cheated and then she cooked some shitty wings?
I guess so.
So she cheated and then cooked some horrible ass wings.
Yep.
She need to be arrested.
Yeah, send her to jail.
Audette told officers that he did get mad and threw the chicken wings at his wife during an argument, but he had no intention of harming her.
Let's get a fundraiser for this guy's lawyer.
Yeah, for real. Let's do a GoFundMe for him, man. He needs this.
Oh, man.
And there you go, guys. That's what's new.
We didn't mean to get to show.
What's new, pussycat? What's new, pussycat?
All right. You guys ready to play the game?
Woohoo! Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. And we've got intern Christopher over there. Ready
intern
to go.
Christopher. Intern Christopher.
Feels good to be back, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
no. All right.
Yeah, and just because we're back, that doesn't mean I'm not going to go easy on you.
Don't.
All right, let's get these.
Let's go with question number one.
All right, here we go.
All right. What was the first full-length animated feature film?
Ooh, Amber.
Amber.
Sean. Snow White.
That is correct. Yeah. Amber coming in with question number one.
I had a lady offer me an apple the other day. Like,
all right.
There's a witch.
Question two. What year was Whitney Houston's cover of I Will Always Love You released?
Oh, God. Lyric.
Sean.
Lyric.
93.
No, Sean.
86.
No, Lyric is the closest with his answer.
Oh, really?
Amber.
Amber?
I think it's 94.
No.
Dang it.
Brown.
Brown?
92.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brown got it. All right,
no, he doesn't
Brown
get a high five.
And then
gotta
get that.
No high five. No,
he got the high five. Question number three.
I got a point.
Yeah. Let's move on, shall we? You gonna play the music?
You gonna say question three?
All right, question three.
It's a process.
Wow, I sense some tension there.
Yeah. The board game Monopoly was released under what game publisher?
Sean. Parker Brothers.
That is correct.
Oh, good job.
With Milton Bradley?
Yeah, no. I was thinking the same. That's what I was thinking too.
But nah, you boys would have gotten that wrong.
I
would have
got it wrong. I would have got it wrong. I was thinking Milton Bradley.
Yeah, good thing he buzzed in before you.
Good job.
All right, question number four. One four.
In turn, Christopher.
Yeah. What is the only state in the U.S. where it is legal to jaywalk?
Sean.
Sean.
Rhode Island.
No.
Brown.
Brown.
Utah.
No.
I know. I was gonna say, it's somewhere where there's no damn sidewalks. That's what it's. That's where. That, where it was ever at. I don't know.
It's Lyric or Amber. Wait.
Nah, you get to take it out of there.
Is it Arizona?
No. You're in Arizona too.
Lyric, Amber, you got any guesses?
Okay, yeah, hang on. Amber.
Amber.
I don't know why. I'm just gonna guess this because Florida.
No.
Damn it. Okay.
Lyric. Mississippi.
No.
Hey,
Sean.
You think Hawaii?
No.
Damn. Brown.
Brown.
Arizona.
No. It is a West Coast state.
I knew
state.
Somewhere.
It
I just heard. I just. State. They just passed this.
New Mexico.
No.
Amber. It's got to be Oregon or some shit like that. No.
Sean.
Sean.
Washington.
No.
This is a lie.
Brown.
Oregon.
Brown.
New Mexico.
He guessed New Mexico, and I said no.
I thought he said Mexico.
No, I said Mexico ain't even a state. Ain't even a damn
really?
State.
There's
Lyric.
Okay,
Idaho.
No.
What is
okay.
it?
Oh, my God. Okay. California, right here.
That's what I just said.
What?
I said it was
what?
Here. I just heard
you
that.
You pointed down the
you
ground.
Can't
you
get
didn't
a
say anything.
I know, but I was like, I just heard. They
I
just
thought
passed
jaywalking
that.
Was illegal.
No, they just passed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they passed
it's
it at
new.
The beginning of this year.
Oh, yeah, they
oh,
just
wow.
did.
Okay, he was pointing. He was pointing.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
he
didn't say anything.
I didn't say it. You're right. You're right.
He was thinking. He was thinking.
I was like, I just heard it. I know what's
I'm about to jaywalk my ass off. I'm about to start jaywalking my ass off. Now I can't get a ticket.
Let's jaywalk over to question five, shall we? All right. Milk and Honey was an album by John Lennon that was released after what significant event?
Stop giving questions to your dad. I'm t- so.
Lyric. The funny thing is, looking at a shirt, it's a Beatles shirt, so.
Yeah, I know.
Lyric.
Lyric.
The Beatles breakup.
No, not a bad guess, but
Brown.
No, Brown.
They just released the Honey Nut Cheerios Milk and Honey cereal. So it was Milk and Honey. It was fabric.
As like, much as I want to say
that's
yes,
your partner.
No.
Yeah, no. You ain't got to remind me of that shit.
Oh, I will.
Sean.
Sean.
The Love Inn that him and Yoko did.
No.
Damn.
All right, Lyric.
Lyric?
Assassination of Kennedy?
No, but okay. Weirdly enough, you're on the right path.
Somebody died.
Somebody died.
Got shot.
Somebody died or had sex. Which one is it?
You gotta go.
I don't have any.
It's
no
the
clue.
Death part. It's the death part.
Is it? I don't know. I have an absolutely
Sean.
No
Sean.
Clue.
Oh.
After John's death?
Yes. It was an album that was released after John Lennon was killed.
Son of a bitch.
Do you get a point for that?
You got it right.
Okay.
You know, you heard the ding. You know, ding. Yeah.
I don't know.
You got the ding.
I don't know. You can hear the
six. Six.
Okay,
yeah,
let's go.
We're going to six.
I ain't got one yet.
Makes sense.
You'll get it in time. All right. What is the name of the plant that Neville gives Harry to help him in the Tri-Wizard Tournament?
Oh shit.
I was going to say marijuana.
It definitely wasn't it.
He wishes. He wishes.
I
can't think of the name.
I know.
I can't
if you don't know your Harry Potter, then yeah, I can
Sean.
See why this would be tough. Sean.
Gillyweed?
That is correct.
I was right then. Right. I was saying weed.
It was Gilly Weed. I remember now.
Damn, I was thinking of weed. Some see, I was right.
Yeah. You're on the right path.
You're on kind of weed.
Same biological tree.
I say silly weed. You said Gilly Weed.
All right. Question number
dumbass.
I'm on the question number 7. All right. The Bank of America used to be known as the Bank of what country? And when I say that, I mean Bank of blank. So it's
Brown.
Bank Brown?
Canada.
No.
Bank
of America.
Yeah, so it used to be known as Bank of blank, and it was a name of a different country.
Oh,
so
wow.
It wasn't actually, it didn't start off as Bank of America.
Argentina.
So who wants to start guessing countries? No.
Lyric. Mexico. Mexico.
No.
He only know Mexico ain't got no banks.
Sean.
Sean.
Canada.
I just said Canada.
Yeah, he did. He did.
France.
Lyric. No. Well, let Amber go.
I'm thinking, because I wanted to just add right. South America to it.
Do you want Lyric to go then? Do you want Lyric to
go? On Lyric, yeah.
I'm not Lyric. I'm not Lyric. That's Lyric over there.
Yeah.
The other black
Lyric,
guy.
They look alike, but they don't sound alike.
I know. I'm still figuring out this. Like, what bank could it be?
All right, Lyric, what
I said France.
France. We are on the right side of the world.
Switzerland.
No.
Bank of... Can I get ready? Bank of England.
Australia.
No. I don't know.
Germany.
No.
Hungary.
Oh, God. Now we're just like... All right,
what is it?
This is
Italy.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It was called the Bank of Italy before.
I'm taking all my money out right now.
Yeah, I'm moving. Yeah, I'm moving.
You got me. I'm going to BMO.
Wow.
I'm switching over to Bitcoin, baby.
BMO was
that's our sponsor. Thank you, BMO. Thank you, BMO. Appreciate you, baby.
All right, let's move on to question number 8. All right. Latka, pretty sure how it's pronounced.
Latka? Yeah. Is it the country?
No. Oh, Latka. A Siberian husky was the first animal to go where?
Sean. To space.
That is correct.
Wow.
That was easy.
If it was easy, then why didn't you get it?
Because he buzzed first.
He buzzed first.
Said the first animal?
Yeah.
I thought that monkey did it.
No, it's a dog.
No, it was
dog.
A dog.
The monkey did it in NASA a long time ago. No, he was in space.
The dog was the first. It was
Russia,
a dog. A Russian
Russia
dog was
and
the first.
Germans
dog.
Were about sending anything to space. They're like, shooing.
Yeah,
anything.
They were sending those.
Send my dog.
Okay.
It wasn't a good end for the dog. All right.
Did it make it back?
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think so.
Probably did.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Poor Latka.
All right, let's go. Question number 8.
Pop Latka, drop it.
Nah. All right. How many characters did Twitter originally restrict tweets to?
How many who?
Characters.
Oh, Brown.
Brown?
250.
No.
Amber.
Originally.
Sean.
Amber. Oh.
Amber.
125.
No.
Damn.
Go down.
Lyric.
I heard Sean go after Amber, Sean. So Sean, then Lyric.
26?
Dang.
26? No.
That ain't even a post.
Yeah, that's like
breathing.
Really small.
Ha!
Lyric.
56.
No.
52.
It's over 100.
No. That is correct. It is over 100.
110.
No.
So now here we are, crap shooting again. Just
yeah.
Hey, it's always fun. It's always funny watching it.
120.
For the number ones. No.
I don't like the way you said now. Like the way you said that. That's a little too snarky.
115 and a half.
Yeah.
I can see the half.
I'll make this one even more snarky. Now.
Oh God. Welcome.
What is
Sean? Amber. Sean.
Sean. 130.
No, we're almost there though.
Oh, it was higher. Oh.
Amber.
I'm gonna say 145.
Hey Siri.
No.
Okay.
Right, what is it?
Overshot to 140.
140.
Okay.
That's a weird
140
number.
Kill.
All right.
Yeah.
Final question. Question number 10.
Mm-hmm.
All
Elvis,
right.
Elvis tribute. All
right, Lyric. I believe in you. I believe in you, Lyric. You got this, okay?
Have you got one yet?
No.
No, he hasn't.
He's guessed so many, though. You've been so right there.
All right,
Larry gets the first guess.
Yeah, yeah. Larry, you get first.
Oh, you get a handicap.
Larry gets the first crack.
All right.
Larry gets the first crack.
So if he screws this up, it's like over for him.
I really want to curse all of y'all.
All right, Lyric, you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. What is the most played Halloween song?
Amber.
Lyric, come on.
Thriller.
My that God. Is correct!
Yay! That's easy.
Damn it.
That's right. Easy as hell.
Darkness falls across the land.
And the darkness falls in the game. The boys
are back in town. So you won that one, didn't you, Sean?
Huh?
You won that one, didn't you?
Did I win?
Well, I think
you
won that one. I think you won that one. Yeah.
He had 2 points.
All right.
We both had one.
Well, that is the show, guys. We are back on the air every Saturday morning now.
Yes, sir.
10 a.m., yourweeklydose.com. You can also find us with our affiliates, Lime City Radio, at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We miss you guys, too. So glad to be back on the air. Sorry we went over a little bit of time here. Show's website is yourweeklydose.com. X and Instagram is yourweeklydose1. And, of course, you can email us directly at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com. You guys want to give out your accolades real quick?
Yeah. It's Brown Waters. Follow me on all social media platforms at Brown Waters. Also now, Sketchy Budget Entertainment.
Yeah. Again, look us up at Sketchy Budget Entertainment on every social media platform. And I'm Lyric Johnson. L-Y-R-I-K.
I like that. And we'll have to share their stuff, too.
We're absolutely
going to share all their stuff to our social media.
Most definitely.
Mine is Amber Ash McCary. Just my name. Boring.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, on any of the social media, it's simply SR Unplugged. Simple as that. All right, guys. Until next week, have a good one. Be good to each other. Take care.
Woohoo!
And we'll catch you next time.
Yep.
Happy Saturday!
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.